Good morning. Today is Thursday, May the 25th. Hey, it's your month.
It is.
I did not realize that.
It's the best month of the year, I'll tell you what.
Joining us this morning from the swamp, Humboldt area PIO. God, he even fluffed up when I said Humboldt area. Gee, Saime. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good, good. You brought a buddy along, huh?
I brought another friend. You know, you'd never guess it, but I have a lot of friends. I've got a lot of friends. I brought another one today.
Yeah, but I noticed that they all are conscribed.
Right. I pay them under the table.
Well, yeah, at least they have the badge part done.
Say you like me, please.
Yeah.
This is Officer Aaron Stacey. He is the Humboldt Area Accident Review Officer. So he takes a look at every accident that is taken within the area, and he reviews it and makes sure that it is accurate. And so he's kind of the expert, and he sees all the different trends and patterns throughout the area.
So he's the guy that's got to read your handwriting.
Yeah.
And cryptographer.
Right. He's good at it, trust me.
Our quote this morning comes from, oh boy, a French dude. All right, smart guy, you're laughing. Let's see how Hoopa High does against Recon.
Listen,
I got
I'm not.
No clue
no
on
way.
How to say this.
Which
one
are you pointing at?
That
yeah, I'm not name. Trying it.
Okay. I got Marquis de Luke, and I. Luke.
Luke. We'll Luke, call him Luke.
Yeah. Great men, like nature, use simple language.
But not simple names, apparently.
No. Well, you get born into that one.
Not as simple as Saime, huh?
Yeah. And on so many levels. Just on so many levels.
I'll pretend you didn't say that,
yeah,
Brian.
Okay. Good. Yeah, one right over your head.
Yeah.
So, Sai, how much do you use Aaron's abilities and information?
Every single day. If we're out in the field and we're taking a collision and we run into something kind of hinky, which we often do up here in Humboldt County, Aaron's the guy who we call to give us a little bit of guidance and say, hey, what should we do with this? How should we document this? And which direction are we looking to take? And he does a really great job.
You mean like a categorization?
That could be part of it. I mean, here in Humboldt, we run into so many different just strange occurrences.
Weird
and,
stuff.
And factors all the time. And Aaron really is the guy. We're all dictated by law and policy, and Aaron knows that policy, the collision investigation manual, in and out. That is his job and his specification right now, to know that and to be able to guide the rest of us officers and point us in the right direction.
So if there's any question about procedural?
Yeah, procedural.
You call Aaron.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And how are we going to
document? Why is Brent there at all? Why is there a commander, you know, if Aaron's the guy?
We ask ourselves that every day.
I see.
Yeah.
did he warn you about the show at all, Aaron?
Somewhat.
Yes, okay. Have you heard the show before?
I haven't.
Oh, boy.
He's going to be a big fan.
We're going to have fun.
Yeah. It's going to be a good one. We're going to beat him up a little.
First rodeo and doesn't have a clue. Okay.
Little kill.
Good. We'll have a little bit of fun. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Sai May and Aaron Stacey from the California Highway Patrol. Aaron, when you get the reports, I know most of the discussion we've had on this thing that we do is more from the DA, more from the chief perspective of this is what's going on in the courtroom setting.
Yeah.
This is what the insurance companies are asking for. You know, people using the stuff that you're doing. Is there any concern that young Officer Sai is out there?
Definitely concerned with that.
The young part?
Yeah.
Okay. And he does his report. You massage it. Clean it up, edit it, however you want to. Okay.
That's correct.
Now, all right, notice the attitude change. Now that document becomes part of a case.
Yes.
Okay. If you've changed a couple of the words, is it still the legal document that Sai did, or is it now something else?
Mostly what I'm doing is just... A lot of times it's just grammar. If I'm changing the content, I'm going to discuss it with the officer. I'm not going to change their words, change their content without discussing it with them first. If it's grammar or punctuation, stuff along those lines, yeah, I'm not going to discuss that with them. They've got more important things to do, but I'm not going to change your content without talking to them first.
And content is, I mean, it's in conversation. We use it. I use a word. You guys are going to have different images, different. So even a single word can adjust something.
Absolutely, yeah.
So even to that granular level, you're going to call up young Sai here and go, "Hey, can I use this word?"
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay,
definitely. If it's definitely going to change the meaning or have any bearing on that, yeah, we'll discuss it with him.
And once Aaron gets a report, he will look it over and then he'll make notes and send those notes back to the officer who took the report.
So you can check it out then.
Yeah, so I can see, okay.
In time, whenever you have a...
Maybe you want to rephrase this because, you know, it was a run-on sentence or whatever it may be, so that it's still coming from the arresting officer or the investigating officer, and that officer can make sure that the details are correct to what actually happened, but Aaron is just making sure that it all makes sense to move forward. And so we can give the public a good product and also the district attorney a good product if there's prosecution.
So then what happens to this report?
After it's
all cleaned up, it's grammatically correct, stunning one and all, that young Sai has actually got his grammar correct and no run-ons and no gerunds and...
A miracle.
Misplaced participle phrases and all. Okay, so now we've got... Where does that thing then
If we're just
go?
Talking a straight accident report, collision report, once it's completed, it gets submitted to SWTRS, which is statewide database, basically, that we use for analytical purposes. if there's going to be any prosecution, the report will be forwarded to the DA.
So that's not routine? Just to pump everything to the district attorney's
only
office?
If
or they request?
Only if there's going to be prosecution, or if we're requesting prosecution or recommending it.
Okay, so a recommendation will...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So typically, if it's a non-injury traffic collision, there's no prosecution typically out of that. But if it's a traffic collision where there's reckless driving involved or DUI, then every time that we have an instance like that, we will forward that to the district attorney's office.
So stupid in public doesn't necessarily make it to the district attorney.
No.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah. No, insinuated.
Yeah,
not even charged. That was just a reference. And boy, you stepped up.
I saw you looked right at me when you said it. You know, oh, well, I'll follow the sword. Fair enough.
Is the standard of detail, I know this is going to sound goofy, as critical for an insurance adjuster as it is for the legal system?
I'm sorry, could you say that again, please?
Is it the standard of accuracy?
Yes.
The same for both? Is it different for both, depending on whether or not there's a criminal prosecution associated with it?
I would say so, yeah.
So if somebody runs into a neighbor's fence, you're looking at that thing as hard as if it's a head-on?
Yeah, because like Sai was just saying, we want to provide a good product for the public, best we can, you know.
Do these things get archived then? And I mean, do you review things down the road that
really
drive this whole thing?
We hold on to them for
four years, I believe. If there's no prosecution, prosecution, we'll hold on to them for longer. But we keep them in our database so that the public can come in at any time and pick up their collision report from a couple of years ago in case there's some sort of civil liability incurred.
Down the road.
Down the road, exactly.
All these road references.
we have all the reports saved on the cloud or whatever you want to call it now. It's on a computer somewhere.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I think of it, too.
Right.
Somewhere, someplace, somebody knows where this thing is going towards.
It exists somewhere.
What's the biggest challenge for a new officer?
Oh, man. With
report writing.
Report writing? I would say, gosh, there's so many. You know, we've got so many different officers coming from so many different backgrounds. Some of them have a college education. Some of them are right out of school, so it's fresh in their mind. Some of them are not. Some of them have good writing skills. Attention to detail sometimes is an issue for some. The ability to stay up at 2 a.m. on and write reports in the middle of the night, early in the morning, with some accuracy is difficult. There's a lot of challenges for young guys.
Yeah, it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time is 8:35. We're talking shop this morning with Cy May and Aaron Stacy from the California Highway Patrol. Talk shop presented this morning by CDH Painting and by Redec. Guys, when you are considering some of the different impacts of what you do, whether it's out on the street or whether it's in the office, can it become a little bit overwhelming, I guess is the word that leaps to my mind? Awe-inspiring, serious, I mean, to the point where, I mean, you see where the ripples are, and you know you don't want to add to the height of those waves as they're crashing. You just want to try to make it happen right, as easy and as professional as you can be.
Well, you know, we're a service.
You like my analogy, though, don't you? It wasn't
you
ripple
of my mind.
It's not ripple the wine. Think of the rock and the lake and the waves.
Yeah. Aaron started thinking about surfing.
I
or
was
something.
Thinking about fishing, but
yeah, okay. Yeah. You know, we're a service-oriented organization, so every contact we make, every phone call answered, is an opportunity to show the public that we're here for them. And so, it's something as small as correcting an accident report for someone. Might not seem like a big deal, but these, you know, people usually only get in one or two traffic collisions in their life, and this is a big deal for them. You know, this is a big pain in their butt. They got to figure out the insurance process. They got to
these are life moments.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we do it every day, so to us it seems, hey, it's just another crash. Okay, let's get through it. But we got to remind ourselves that okay, we're here to help these people through this time, and even though nobody maybe was hurt or injured out of this, it's still a big deal for them to have to get through. And then there are the tragic incidents where people lose their life and are, you know, terribly injured. And we really, you know, strive to assist them through this process as well. So it is important, every little tiny thing that we do, to remember that we're here to serve the public.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for the insight.
Yeah, I know. Aaron was
yes,
good on
definitely.
That.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
I can't
that's
follow that up.
That's the technical writing part. Yes, yeah, definitely, yeah. Period.
Yeah, he was good. He put the exclamation
that's
point
right.
on what I said.
Aaron, will the officers, when they come back in or when they're reviewing, often make additions to help fill it out as you're doing the reports, but prior to submitting it into the state system?
Yeah, they're always, not always, but oftentimes they're doing follow-up investigation. So they'll write as much as they can. And because we have an 8-day time frame where we would like to have these reports submitted and available to the public within 8 days. So they're trying to get as much of the report completed as they can and continuing to do their follow-up on the side. So, yeah, they are constantly adding to their reports prior to it being submitted.
At what point do you say, okay, enough? Because, I, you know, if there's, let's say, 10 in a shift, incidences requiring information.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can beat yourself to death. I mean, now you got 10 today, you got 10 tomorrow, you got 10. You know, pretty soon, you know, you got a library stack here, and if you're always trying to fine-tune as an officer what your report is saying before you finalize it, I mean, you can drive yourself batty.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of a fine line because you don't want to squash your enthusiasm, you know. They are going out there and doing good work, but at times, you know, they're bringing in stuff that may be irrelevant, but in their mind, they're just trying to cover all their bases. So you're trying to kind of fine-tune their follow-up and give them some guidance.
Once they get a little bit of experience, you know, a couple years under their belt, then they realize what information is necessary and what's not necessary.
What's the average size of a report?
Oh, gosh.
Or is there an average?
If a two-car property damage only, no injuries, you're looking at 5-6 pages, maybe 4-5 pages. DUI related accident with maybe 10-12 pages.
How about some of our fatals?
Oh, geez, they range to from anywhere to, I've seen 18 pages up to, well, the kitchen fatal was, I think, pushing 56 pages, maybe.
And that's without any supplementals or anything. That's just our report, correct?
Yeah, that was just the written report alone. Not any of the supplementals written by other officers assisting with the investigation or, yeah.
So the more egregious, more serious, more detail is needed?
Just the more complicated, you know.
Typically, the longer reports usually involve lots of witnesses, lots of involved parties, and that's where our statements take up bulks of the report. Oftentimes, so it could take pages and pages of statements.
Are you a stenographer?
No,
because I'm not totally being facetious. Yeah, if Cy or an officer arrives at a scene and it's a fatal.
Yeah.
And there are witnesses. Okay. Now, relying on 15 different inputs, things flying around, the officer is going to be amped up because of the severity. Maybe he was hauling to get there.
Yeah.
His adrenaline or her adrenaline is running. Things are going to be a little bit different. If he had a recorder and said, you know, can you let me know what happened? Boom. And now it's not subject to his note-taking abilities.
High-profile accidents like fatals where we know there's going to be prosecution, we'll oftentimes bring people in or we'll meet them at places and we will do videotaped or audio recordings of their statements.
So. Just so you get it accurate.
So that it could be a statement verbatim.
Right, and then you have the substantiation
for
that as well.
Yeah. Some officers do carry little tape recorders with them on the out in the field, and they'll take statements out on the side of the road with those, and then the officer will go back and put those in verbatim into.
So
they'll do it.
Stenographic work instead of giving it to the ace.
Right, the main man. Right. Well, it's the officer's report, so that is his job to completely fill that out. It's again Aaron's job just to massage it and make sure that
it makes sense. If it's a 50 pager. That officer is compiling that entire report solo?
Well, if there are other officers who are involved, let's say it's Aaron's crash, but I took the witness statements, I can do a supplemental report that has my name on it saying, okay, Officer May interviewed witness number one at this time. This is what was summarized. And I can attach that to Aaron's report.
And summarization is okay because there's going to be follow-up interviews.
Yeah, it depends.
If it progresses.
Right.
And you see that. You see the difference in officers, too. Some officers, they kind of like to take charge, take control of the report, and they want to be the ones doing the follow-up.
Right.
They want to. Other guys will delegate more, so that their report will shrink.
Is there a preference?
No. It depends on the officer.
KINS, News and Information Times, 8:43. We will return.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with new listener Aaron Stacy.
That's right. I'll have to tune in.
That's right, baby. At least protect the home front. And Cy May from the California Highway Patrol. Aaron, what's the biggest misnomer that the public has about reports?
My gosh.
Putting you in the hot seat, buddy.
Yeah, you are putting me on the hot seat. You should have asked me at the break so I could
think about it. Yeah, talking about basketball and got Aaron all riled up.
I would probably say the most common, really, is that reports are readily available within the next day.
Yeah,
they don't understand the process behind. The process that goes into the reports, as far as the amount of time the officer has to complete it. The review process, depending on the severity of the accident, sometimes it goes to a higher review process, supervisor or our commander.
Really? They'll review it just to double check?
Our policy is our fatal accidents will be after my level of review, they'll go to a supervisor, and then the final level would be the commander.
Just because they want to know what's going on?
Yes. Well, it's a high-profile crash, yeah, definitely.
Cy, what's your biggest thought of public misconceptions?
Honestly, Aaron hit it right on the head. And people get very frustrated when we do have a high-profile case, and they say, well, what's taking so long? Why isn't this person in custody? Or why isn't this person, being tried yet? And they don't realize that there are many different levels and agencies that come together when we investigate a fatal hit and run or something like that. So we have to have all these different elements come together before we can go ahead and proceed to the DA's office.
Well, and you guys aren't the charging agency anyway, so.
Well,
good question. Wrong office. Thanks for coming by, guys.
Thanks,
Enjoy Memorial Day weekend, huh?
We will.
Hopefully it'll be calm. See everybody tomorrow.